ॐ हरि ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ॐ ॐ गणानां त्वा गणपतिगं हवामहे कविं कवीनामुपमश्रवस्तमम् ज्येष्ठराक्षकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ हरि ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ॐ सो टुडे लेट अस सी द समरी ऑफ द फर्स्ट चैप्टर सो मांडुक्य उपनिषद बिलोंगिंग टू अथर्वण वेद और अथर्व वेद कंसिस्ट ऑफ मंत्रास 12 मंत्रास रिवील्ड टू द मांडुक ऋषि. When I say the mantras were revealed to the Manduka Rishi, the mantras revealed means they were not written by a given teacher, given Rishi, given person. They are of the nature of timelessness. They are timeless. Part of the entire Veda is a timeless scripture. So any mantra revealed to a Rishi means what? They got it through revelation, means revelation from the Lord, means we say they were revealed to the rishis that they are timeless. So this Mandukya Upanishad study, Upanishad study involves study of the four chapters. Upanishad study involves what? No, study of the four chapters. It is Agama Prakaranam forms the first chapter, and each Prakaranam actually means what? The chapter, the adhyayaha. And second chapter is Advaita Prakaranam. The third chapter, second part is Vaitathya Prakaranam. Third is Advaita Prakaranam. And the fourth chapter is Alata Shanti Prakaranam. And why the Agama Prakaranam, the first chapter, is named as Agama Prakaranam? Because it is the first chapter wherein the Upanishad mantras, which are the source of the entire Karika, which form the rest of the three chapters also, Upanishad mantras come in the first chapter. Therefore, the first chapter is called Agama Prakaranam. First chapter consists of only 12 mantras of the Upanishad. The rest of the 29 verses are Karikas. And you know very well, Karika is nothing but a commentary or an analysis in the verse form. Commentary in verse form is Karika. So the first chapter, Agama Prakaranam, having the original mantras of Mandukya Upanishad, it also has what? We have these 29 Karikas. So the first chapter, let us see the first, the summary of the 12 mantras. Briefly, the 12 mantras, the first two mantras, I think I started last class. The first two, mainly the whole Upanishad gives you the vision of the reality by presenting the two enquiries. There are only two enquiries are presented in this Upanishad. What are the two enquiries? Enquiry into the truth of Chatushpad Atma, four aspected Atma or four faceted Atma. Then second enquiry is what? Enquiry into the meaning of the Omkaraha. So this enquiry into the Chatushpad Atma, Atma, the self, I, consisting of four aspects, is presented, introduced in the first mantra. The second mantra introduces the enquiry into the meaning of Chatur Matra Omkaraha. Omkaraha consisting of four sounds as four components. Actually, three sounds. And what is the fourth component? Actually, four, when you say four components means here, First, akara, ukara, makara. And the last is what? Amatraha. Amatra. Amatra stands for silence. So, omkara also is what? Chaturmatraha omkaraha means the akaraha, ukaraha, makaraha and silence. So, omkara is also chaturmatraha omkaraha. So, enquiry into the meaning of omkaraha. And chatush pad atma vicharaha. First, so enquiry into the nature of the self consisting of four aspects. And if we, this is the first, these two enquiries are introduced in the first two mantras. Later on, these two enquiries introduced in a nutshell in the first two mantras are elaborately explained in the following 10 mantras. So, third mantra onwards, the five mantras elaborate on the first mantra, the first enquiry, Chatushpada Atma Vichara. Then the rest of the mantras, rest of the five, elaborate on the Omkara Vichara, introduced in the second mantra. This is what the Upanishad teaching is all about. And now, what is this Vicharaha for? What is this enquiry into the nature of the Atma as the Chatushpada Atma, as the one endowed with four, as the one constituted of four aspects? What is the enquiry for? What is the enquiry into the nature of the Omkara for? We know very well, enquiry into the nature of the meaning of the Omkara, enquiry into the nature of the Atma is for arriving at the truth of the reality of the cosmos, in universe. So, Brahma Jnanartham Chatushpada Atma Vicharaha. Paramparulai Patriya Arivirkaha Inda Atma Vicharamum Omkara Arthamum Parkapadukirathu. So, enquiry into the nature of the I, Atma, enquiry into the meaning of the word, meaning of this monosyllabic word Omkaraha, is for the knowledge of the truth. What is the purpose of, what is the enquiry for, you know very well. So later on, a third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, the five mantras, I said, they elaborate on the Chatushpada Atma Vicharaha. We saw that. So Chatushpada Atma Vicharaha, what is that first padaha? What is dvitiya padaha? So we say Atma is looked upon as the one endowed with the four aspects. As Chatushpada Atma, like we see dvitiya padaha, tritiya padaha, and chaturtha padaha, turiya padaha, turiyaha, turiya Atma. So what is prathama padaha? Actually, prathama padaha, Pratapadaha means the first aspect of the Atma, the I, the Self, is the Atma obtaining in, the Self obtaining in the waking state. So you can say the Self, the Atma, the I, obtaining in the waking state, otherwise known as Waker I, is what? Vekara is the Prathama Padaha, is the first aspect of the Atma, Vekara. And so this Vekara I, which is otherwise called Prathama Padaha, the first aspect of the Atma, the I, is associated with the gross body, and thereby through the gross body experiences the external gross universe also. Associated with the external gross universe also. So, interacts with the external gross universe or comes in contact with the external gross universe through the gross body. Therefore, this Vekara I is endowed with certain attributes. What are the attributes here? We can say, because the waker I, the Atma, the Pratamapadaha, is associated with the gross body. Also, we say what there is, suppose the Aham, now I am the body, I am fat, I am tall, or I am married, I'm a man, I'm a woman, I'm a mother, I'm a father, I'm grandfather, I'm grandmother, I'm rich, I'm poor, or anything. All these, so this, all these notions, the individual, all these notions entertained. So this Pratamapadaha, the waker, obtaining in the waking state, associated with the gross body, associated with the interacting with the gross universe, is endowed with these attributes. What are the attributes? As the father I, son I, or tall I, the gross I, fat I, intelligent I. This, no? These are what now? Attributes. Attribute, no? When you say grandfather I, or father I, son I, man I, woman I. It means here the waker I is endowed with attributes. Therefore, what now? Because the waker I, so the Atma, the I obtain in the waking state, associated with the gross body, through the gross body interacting with the experiencing the external gross universe, being endowed with the attributes, is called what? Sagunavan. Saguna Atma. Okay? Prathma Padaha is Sagunaha Prathma Padaha. One with attributes. Sagunaha means what? One with attributes. The waker is the Sagunaha Atma. Prathma Padaha is Sagunaha. One with attributes. What are the attributes? All the notions entertained about this self are the attributes. And the attributes are because of associated with the body. Mind sense complex in the waking state. Okay, one with the attributes. So, Prathama Padaha is Sagunaha Atma endowed with attributes in terms of entertainment of notions. Being associated with the gross body, as experiencer of the gross universe, as the waker. So the wakerai is the Prathama Padaha. Now second. What is the second now? Second aspect of the Atma, the Chatushpad Atma, the four aspected Atma. What is the second aspect of the Atma? The second aspect of the Atma is what actually? Atma obtaining in the dream state, otherwise called a dreamer I. Atma, the I, the self obtaining in the dream state, known as the dreamer. He is not associated with the gross body, but he is this Dvitiya Padaha is dreamer, associated with the what now, subtle body and a subtle universe also. Therefore, what happens here also, there also what? This dreamer I also, dreamer I, Dvitiya Padaha, Atma obtaining in the dream state, identified with the dream body mentions complex, associate with the dream body mind's complex and experiencing the dream universe is also what? Endowed with the attributes. Okay, therefore, the Dvitiya Padaha, the dreamer I, is also what now? The Sagunavan Atma. Dvitiya Padaha Sagunaha, the one who is endowed with the attributes. Attributes in terms of entertainment of the notions about the self. So, first they said the Prathama Padaha, the waker eye is technically enjoys two, technically given two names. What are the two names? Vishwaha and Virat. So, waker eye, Atma, the self, the Prathama Padaha, obtaining in the waking state, associated with the gross body, experiencing the external gross universe through the gross body, is being endowed with the attributes in terms of the notions. So technically given two names is what? Vishwaha, Virat. Vishwaha and Virat. Similarly, the Dvitiya Padaha, the Atma, the Self, I, obtaining in the dream state, associated with the dream, subtle body, mind, and complex, and experiencing the dream universe, is also what now said to be endowed with attributes. Therefore, Dvitiya Padaha is also what? One with the attributes. Sagunaha. Dvitiya Padaha Sagunaha. Pratham Padaha Sagunaha. One with the attributes. And this Dvitiya Padaha Sagunaha, the dreamer I, is also technically given two names as what? Taijasaha Hiranyagarbha. Taijasaha Hiranyagarbha. Two names. So each Padaha gets two names technically. Vishwaha Virat. Taijasaha Hiranyagarbha. Now, who is the Tritiya Padaha? What is the third aspect of the Atma, the Self? The Tritiya Padaha is also what? The Atma, the Self, the I, obtaining in the deep sleep state. The I obtaining in the deep sleep state is also associated with the what now? Karana Shariram, causal body. What is causal body? Ignorance. Because waking up you say, I did not know anything. I did not know anything when you say, that is what? Which means in sleep, the association is with what? The I, Atma, the Tritiya Padaha, Atma, the third aspect of the Atma, the I, the Self, obtaining in the deep sleep state, associated with Karana Shairam, causal body. It's called what? We can say Prajnaha. Technically, Prajnaha and Ishwaraha. But here the question comes, are there attributes in deep sleep state or not? Does the Tritiya Padaha Atma, Tritiya Padaha, the third aspect of the Atma, Tritiya Padaha Atma, obtaining in I, the Self, obtaining in deep sleep state, does he end up, is he endowed with attributes or not? If he say, are there attributes or not? There are attributes, but the attributes are potential form, potential. So the potential I, the Tritiya Padaha is the Atma, the third aspect of the Atma, potential I, as a sleeper, isn't it? The one who the obtains in deep sleep state is potentially there, therefore, all the attributes also what? The attributes such as I am the father, I am the mother, I am a man, I am a woman, I am fat, I am tall, I am intelligent. All those attributes, entertained in terms of notions, they remain latent. They remain dormant in deep sleep state. They are there. Attributes are there, but they are dormant and latent, and they surface when the Prathama Padaha wakes up. As Prathama Padaha, when there's a waker, they also surface. If Pratmapadaha or when he falls asleep, no, obtains as the one who is asleep, then all these attributes obtained from of notions, they remain laid dormant. If attributes are there, the Tritiya Padaha also is the one endowed with attributes. So Tritiya Padaha also is what? Sagunaha. So all the three padas of Atma, all the three aspects of the Atma, what now? Are endowed with attributes. So Saguna Atma. Pratma Padaha is Sagunaha. Dvitiya Padaha is also Sagunaha. Tritiya Padaha is also Sagunaha. Only difference is what? Here, the attributes for the waker, attributes are in gross form, attributes are in subtle form. For the Taijasa, whereas the attributes remain resolved and dormant in for the one who is asleep. So all the three padas of the Atma are what? They are Sagunaha only. Because all the three padas are endowed with gunas in terms of notions. Is it waker I, dreamer I, with the and here this the one who obtains in deep sleep state also is what now given technically two names is what? Prajnyaha Ishwaraha. So now we can say Vishwa Virat Sagunaha. Sagunaha Vekar. Taijasa Hiranyagarbha also we can say Sagunaha. And Prajnaha Ishwara also Sagunaha. Sagunaha means what? One who is endowed with attributes. Attributed. Now the question is, now what about the one more pada is there? The Chaturtha Padaha or Turiya Padaha, the fourth aspect of the Atma is what now? So each Padaha obtains in a given state. Waking state, dream state and deep sleep state. Now immediately our Buddhi will make us think what? Pratma Padaha obtains in waking state, Dvitiya Padaha obtaining in what? Dream state for dreamer, Tritiya Padaha obtaining in deep sleep state. So Turiya Padaha, Turiyaha obtains in which state? The Buddhi will ask the question. But what we should understand, the Turiyaha is the real nature of the Atma. And this Turiyaha, is what now, has no attributes. He is of the nature of attributelessness. Turiyaha is the pure consciousness, real nature of the Atma, the truth of the I, which is of the nature of attributelessness. Consciousness has no body, no gross body, no subtle body, no deep, causal body. Consciousness is free from all the three bodies, all the five layers of personality. But the consciousness is what? The Turiyaha, the real I, the truth of the nature of the real nature of the I. So this consciousness, the Turiyaha, obtains in which state? In all the three states. In waking also, Turiyaha is there. Dream also, Turiyaha is there. In deep sleep state also, Turiyaha is there. That is why we should not search for the, think of the fourth state. There is no fourth state for us. There are only three states. The one who obtains in all the three states, as the waker, as the dreamer, as the one who is asleep, is another than this Turiya Atma, which is of the nature of attributelessness. Because there cannot be a waker other than the Turiyaha. There cannot be a dreamer than Turiyaha. There cannot be the one who is asleep without the Turiyaha. But Turiyaha is not the waker, not the dreamer, not the one who is asleep. The Turiyaha is distinct from the waker dreamer. And also what? Waker dreamer, the one who is asleep. The Turiya Atma is what? What is Turiyaha? Turiya Atma is pure consciousness, pure knowledge. It obtains in all the three states. There is no fourth state. One who obtains in all the three states of experience, like the fourth person, is called what? Turiyaha Atma. That pure consciousness, Turiyaha Atma, is what? The real nature of the I, the self, which is the Atma. Turiyaha. Now, and Turiyaha is, is Turiya also ended with the attributes? No. Turiya Atma, Chaturtha Atma, Chaturtha Padaha. Turiyaha means what? Not Turiya Atma, Chaturtha Padaha. Turiyaha Atma, Turiya Padaha, the one who obtains in all the three states of experience and being distinct from all three states of experience is free from all the attributes, he is of the nature of attributelessness, therefore nirgunaha. Turiyaha nirgunaha. Pratama padaha sagunaha, dvitiya padaha sagunaha, tritiya padaha sagunaha. Whereas chaturtha padaha turiyaha is nirgunaha, one who is of the nature of attributelessness. Now, the next step is what? We have to understand. See, being endowed with attributes means being subject to differ from others which are endowed with different attributes. Being endowed with attributes means being subject to differ from other things which are endowed with different attributes. And being subject to differ from other things, which endowed with different attributes means, being endowed with attributes means being limited. Being excluded from the other things, endowed with other attributes. Isn't it? So being endowed with attributes means being excluded. So, not being inclusive of everything and being limited. Being endowed with the attributes means being limited. Why? Because all the attributes have their limitations. When you are a father, when you say in the waking state, the I, the Pratama Padaha, obtaining in waking state, identified with the gross body, interact in the external world when there are so many attributes in terms of notions. As what, when you say grandfather I, waker is what? Grandfather I excludes what? No. Father I, son I, no, friend I, everything else. When you say son-in-law I or mother I, any one attribute excludes the other things, other beings, other things ended with different attributes. Therefore, being endowed with attributes means being subject to limitations, being limited. And being limited means, being limited means what? Being inadequate. Being inadequate means being subject to all the problems. And being limited means definitely being limited is what? Being unhappy. Being limited means being unhappy. Being unhappy, therefore, as a sagunaha, as the one who is endowed with attributes, definitely there will be unhappiness, there will be problems, there will be sorrow. What Shastra says is, if you really want to be peaceful and happy, then you have to what now? You have to be, You have to discover your real nature. Turiya padaha being your real nature, which is of the nature of attributelessness. So being attributeless means what? Being limitless. Being limitless means being happy, which is happiness. Therefore, for happiness, so that's why one has to discover one's real nature. One has to discover a turiya atma. Now the question comes, how to discover the turiya atma? Where should I go and search for turiya atma? So, enquire into the nature of waker, enquire into the nature of the dreamer, enquire into the nature of the one who is asleep, obtaining this deep sleep state, then you will arrive at what? You can, physically you need not undo anything, physically negating anything, undoing anything, you can cognitively shift. Now you can cognitively arrive at the turiyaha, be obtaining in all the three states of experience. What is turiyaha? The consciousness. Then you resolve what? You resolve the waker in turiyaha, you resolve the dreamer in turiyaha, you resolve the one who is asleep also in turiyaha. Cognitively resolve them, because there is no waker, no other than turiyaha. Similarly, there is no virat also outside of turiyaha. There is no taijasaha or hiranyagarbha outside of turiyaha. There is no pragyaha or vishwaraha outside of turiyaha. In fact, you will be boldly negating, resolving even ishwaraha in turiya atmaha. Okay, the pure consciousness, which is Brahma. Turiya Atma, the consciousness is Brahma, the absolute reality, which is of the nature of limitlessness, Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. That alone is Satyam. And you resolve your essence where? In that Brahma. You take the Turiya Atma, Turiya Padaha, the consciousness is the truth, real nature of I. Nirguna Atma is the real nature of I. The I am pure consciousness. The Turiya, obtaining in all the three states of experience, but distinct from the experience of the waker, dreamer, and the one who is asleep in all three states of experience. You understand what is sagunaha or nirgunaha. Then the question comes, does one have to become nirgunaha? Okay, as a waker, aham sagunaha. The waker, I am sagunaha. The dreamer, I am sagunaha, the one with the attributed I. The one who is asleep, the one who obtains in sleep, the I obtaining in sleep, am also what now? Sagunaha, the attributed I. So as long I am, if I am attributed, I means what? I am endowed with the attributes, means I am limited. I am different from other beings. I am excluded. I am become non-inclusive of everything. I am non-inclusive of everything. I am excluded when I am endowed with attributes. Therefore, do I have to become attributeless now? Can I become attributeless? No, you can never become attributeless. You are already attributeless. You are absolutely, really, actually, you are of the nature of attributelessness, nirgunaha. What is that nirgunaha? No, the one, the pure, the atma, the I, the self, which is associated, if it is associated with gunaha, sagunaha. If it is not associated with the gunas, it is nirgunaha. So, is it really associated? Am I really associated with the gunas? No. There is no real association. Because association is what? Actually, because of the misconceptions, wrong notions. Because of the error in the perceptions. See, because of the ignorance of the real nature, being associated with the gunas, again there are only notionally you are associated. I am the body, I am a father, I am a mother, I am fat, I am tall, I am thin, I am sick, I am intelligent. No, anything you say that father I, mother I, sick I, healthy I, happy I, unhappy I, you know, intelligent I. So, dull eye, sad eye, upset. What this eye is what? All these are in terms of notions, misconceptions. Therefore, you don't need to really become attributeless. You need to discover your real nature. So, what is the real nature? The Turiyaha is the real nature. Who is Turiyaha? Chatuttapadaha, Turiyapadaha. The real nature means the Turiyapadaha is another than pure consciousness, pure knowledge, which is the real nature of I, truth of I. And the consciousness is unassociated. Consciousness is not associated with anything. Consciousness is not polluted by anything. Consciousness is of the nature of attributelessness. Like what? I'll give the example. You can use the example here. When the light pervades all the colors and all the forms, only in the presence of the light, all the forms, all the colors, even all the dirt, etc., everything shines. But definitely no color can pollute the light. No color can make the light colorful. Light is always what? So even the dirt, some dirt or something, dust, which shines in the light, cannot make the light dirty or dusty, isn't it? Sometimes people go to India and then there are so many good things to film, especially BBC and all, they go to India. There are so many good things to film. And leave all the good things and go into some sort of dungeon area and ditches and where some nasty things are happening, and they go on film, BBC Channel 4. And the screen comes what? Now all the nice aspect of what is Ganga, how holy it is, why it is holy, they don't talk about it. What, you know, all the dead bodies, you know, floating, all the bad things of Ganga, Kashi, that is how India is, no? But still it has its own greatness. And they show all those things. My God, you see on the screen what? Ganga, dirty water going, and sometimes you can see people who are standing around closing their nose also because it is smelling also. And dead bodies, no, moving and all that. But when you see all those things, when you turn these, all those things you are seeing for 45 minutes, 1 hour you see, watch the hidden side of Bank of Ganga, hidden side of India. They show this, nice, because hidden means immediately you want to see what is it. They know how to, the topics also, some nice things that we will be more curious to know. We won't miss that particular program. So we watch. Everything you see, where do you see? On the screen. What happened to your television screen? Does it stink? Or does it get all the dead bodies go and stick there? Or the dirtiness, dirt of the water gets stuck there in the screen? Nothing. You see everything where? Only on the screen. But nothing sticks to the screen. Is it clear now? The screen is what? Untainted, untouched by anything and everything which is seen on the screen. Is it clear? In the same way, here everything you see what here? All the attributes, all these forms, names, karma, every functions, everything you see where? Everything where? Only this all shine in the Turiya Atma, the consciousness, which is of the nature of attributelessness. Nothing can touch, no attribute can touch the consciousness. Consciousness is of the nature of untaintedness, non-pollutable, ever pure, which means what? It is of the nature of attributelessness. Nirgunaha. When you see that Nirguna Chaitanyam is the Turiya Atma, and I am the Turiya Nirguna Chaitanya Atma. Okay? But you understand, I, the Self, am not the waker. The waker, I am consciousness. The dreamer, I am consciousness. The one who is asleep, the sleeper, I am consciousness. Understand? But I, the consciousness, am not the waker, dreamer, the sleeper. Is it clear now? This is what is now we have to understand. And that Turiya Chaitanyam is what now? Is neither the Vishwa nor the Virat, but the Virat is Brahma. Virat Ishvara is Brahma. So Hiranyagarbheshwara is Brahma, and then Ishvara is Brahma. But Brahma Chaitanyam, Turiya Atma, is not any of these things. That is why we say the same consciousness associated with the individual is what? Vishwa Tejasa Prajna, in three states of experience. The same Turiya Atma, Brahma, associated with the totality, not the gross, subtle and causal, is what? Virat, Hiranyagarbha, Ishwaraha. So what is, we can say in Puranic language, Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva. The three functional names for the only Ishvara. Who is Ishvara? There is no Ishvara other than Atma, Brahman, the truth, the consciousness. That's why last Saturday I specially took time to explain the concept of Ishvara. The whole universe is what? Consciousness manifest, knowledge manifest is Ishvara. So the whole universe which is manifest is what? Manifestation of knowledge which is Ishvara. In the waking state also, the universe is what? Ishvara. In dream also is what? Ishvara. Unmanifest universe also is what? Ishvara. What is Ishvara? Manifestation of knowledge. And that pure knowledge is what? Is of the nature of attributelessness. That pure knowledge, pure consciousness is the real nature of the I, the Atma, Turiyaha, Turiyapadaha. You have to shift the eye sense from Prathama Pada to Dvitiya Pada to Tritiya Pada to Turiya Pada. You are not undoing anything. You are not changing anything. You cannot become Turiya Atma. You are absolutely of the nature of attributelessness. Okay? This is the Chatushpada Atma Vicharaha in a nutshell. If you want in detail understanding, again go back to the recordings. Listen, start from mantra 1 and re-listen, it will become much clearer if today's class is not clear. I try to make it very brief. Then, next. The Omkara Vicharaha. Chaturmatra Omkara Vicharaha. Now the doubt comes. All these days we heard about Omkara as Trimatraha, Trimatraha. Now you are talking about Chaturmatraha. Yes, Omkara consists of only three sounds. That is why you should not be prolonged. It, like I said, Trimatraha means only three sounds are there. Akara, Ukara, Makara. But the fourth matra is what? Amatraha. Amatraha means what? No sound. Silence. For each sound, one matra kala. One matra kalaha. One matra kalaha. Makar, one matra kalaha, one consonant. Om. 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 In between two Omkaras, what is there? In between two Omkaras, what is there? Silence. That is what? Silence is no sound. No sound amatraha. Okay, here, this Omkaraha also consists of, you know, the four components here. And these four components must be, what now actually should be compared to this four matras of four Chatushpadatma. So, Akaraha stands for Prathama Padaha. And Ukaraha stands for Dvitiya Padaha. Makaraha stands for Tritiya Padaha. And Amatra silence stands for Turiyaha. So here, Akaraha stands for what? Vishva Virat Prathama Padaha. The Waker Eye. Then Ukaraha stands for the Dreamer Eye. With the Taijasa Pragyaha. The Taijasa Hiranyagarbha. And Makaraha stands for what? Pragya Ishwaraha. The one who obtains in the Atma Tritiya Padaha, obtaining in deep sleep state. The one endowed with latent dormant attributes. Then the silence which follows Makaraha, so obtaining in between the two, you know, following the Makara is what stands for the consciousness, because silence is what? The nature of consciousness. Silence implies actionlessness also. Doesn't breathe, doesn't see, doesn't smell, doesn't hear, doesn't walk, isn't it? Doesn't speak or say, make noise. Therefore, silence is what? Swarupam, the nature of consciousness. Silence stands for consciousness. Turiyaha here. So here, the Upanishad compares each pada with each component of Omkara and prescribes here a meditation. Even though Upanishad itself prescribes the meditation is there, or the purpose of meditation, it compares. But Shankara Bhagavatpada himself mentions in his commentary, it is for the meditation, the Omkara Upasanam. So one is asked to, we can meditate upon Virat. So one has to meditate upon Virat, no, meditate upon Akara, Omkara. So Akara Pradhana Omkaraha. The in Omkara, where Akara is prominent, then one has meditated upon Akara Pradhana Omkara Virat. So Virat has to be meditated upon the Akara Pradhana Omkara. Then Hiranyagarbha has meditated upon the Ukara Pradhana Omkaraha. Then Ishwaraha has to be meditated upon the Makara Pradhana Omkaraha. But this meditation, if a person has Purusharatha Nischeha, if he is a jignasu, is committed to the pursuit of knowledge, then this upasana, because then a person can be called a spiritual person. For a spiritual person, this meditation will result in what? Antakarna Shuddhi will bless him with Antakarna Shuddhi and Antakarna Naischalyam. If this person is not a spiritual person, it is not simply practices meditation, okay. I meditate upon Virat, no? Akara Pradhana Omkara, a person meditates upon the Virat, then if a person practicing meditation without the purusharth nischaya, without being a spiritual person, and he be blessed with many spiritual, there are many material ends, it will be called sakama upasanam. Sakama upasanam will bless him with what? Some material ends, time bound ends. There are so many things which he can gain as a result of practice of meditation, and they are all enumerated also. But Shankara Bhagavatpada says, people who are studying Mandukya Upanishad definitely are what? Definitely must be spiritual people. Who are the spiritual people? Are all the meditators spiritual? All the meditators definitely are not spiritual. But the spiritual people are meditative, must be meditative people. The spiritual, when can you call yourself a spiritual person? Only if the purushartha nischaya is there. And purushartha is moksha. No, and that moksha also what? The jnanam becomes the ultimate absolute end for you. Moksha is the end, means your commitment is what? To the pursuit of knowledge of the truth. Which means you know the value of the knowledge, because for you knowledge is moksha. Therefore, what is the end for you? Moksha becomes end, knowledge becomes the end, knowledge of the truth. When you know the value of the knowledge, you become committed to the pursuit of knowledge, then you are a spiritual person. If the knowledge is not the end, if moksha is not the end, if artha kamas become the ends, then you are a meditator, you are upasakaha, but still you are not a spiritual person. So without being a spiritual person, without being committed to the pursuit of the knowledge, without knowing the end being moksha, without purusharth nischaya, even if you say, I meditate for 10 hours, 20 hours and 1 week, and then also, even if person big, you know, the anthill is formed upon you like a Valmiki also, still you are not a spiritual person according to the Shastram. You are a great upasaka, but still not spiritual. Why? Your moksha is not your end. Simple. And knowledge, you are not, for you, knowledge and moksha are not identical. You are not committed to the pursuit of knowledge. You are not interested in the knowledge of the truth as a means of the attainment of moksha. And there are some people who are interested in knowledge of the truth, but they do not know the knowledge of the truth is for moksha. They are all philosophers, okay? They want to say, we are interested in the knowledge of the truth because more intellectual pleasure, academic pursuit. They are not interested in moksha. They do not know the connection between knowledge and moksha. Then also, they are not real spiritual people. Understand? Simply out of interest, people are interested. So, moksha being the choiceless end must be very clear. And commit, the moksha is a choiceless end. Moksha is the purushartha for me. If that is very clear, then, and the moksha is in the form of what? Knowledge is only means for moksha. Knowledge itself is moksha. After attaining the knowledge of the truth, I need not do anything, need not wait for any experience to happen. For moksha, the very knowledge assimilated vision of the truth itself is moksha. That is very clear. Knowledge and moksha being identical is very clear. Then, knowing the value of knowledge, if a person is committed to the pursuit of knowledge, only then that person is called a spiritual person, a spiritual aspirant, spiritual seeker. For such a person, when he practices this meditation, it is not sakama upasanam, it becomes nishkama upasanam. He may have the material ends also as byproducts of his meditation, but still, he will be blessed with what? Chitta Shuddhihi and Naishtalyam. Mental purity and mental steadiness, the qualifications required for Jnanam. But here Shankara Bhagavata says, as a spiritual seeker, we are not even interested in meditation. Because we know the limitation of meditation. Understand? What we need is, we need Turiya Jnanam. We are interested in the jnanam. Therefore, what we need to do? We need to arrive at the turiya padaha. That is what we want. So he says, this omkaraha can be used for what? Saguna Brahma Upasanam, Nirguna Brahma Upasanam. So when you meditate upon Viradeshwara, you know, upon the symbol of Akara Pradhana Omkara, then it is Upasanam, Saguna Upasanam. So meditation, meditating upon Hiranyagarbha on Ukara Pradhana Omkara, it is Saguna Upasana. We meditate upon Makara Pradhana Omkara, Ishvara on Makara Pradhana Omkara, still Saguna Upasana. But here, when you arrive at the silence, Amatra, and understand, see that as the real nature, one's own real nature, it is what? Nirguna Atma Upasanam, which is contemplation. Isn't it? So here, he also presents what? Later he says that. And here we have to, how to arrive at the truth of the Atma. How to arrive at the reality by inquiring into the meaning of Omkaraha. How to arrive at the truth by inquiring into the meaning of Omkaraha. So here, as we saw already, we have to see by resolving it. You have to resolve. Resolving, dissolving akara into makara, makara, sorry, ukara, ukara into makara, then makara in, what now, silence. You arrive at this silence. And silence is what? Is the sorupam of consciousness. And what a consciousness? Your real nature. And you have to see that. We'll see that now. So, how to resolve akara, isn't it? We have to see. So what does akara stand for? I've already told you, in omkaraha, the first component akaraha, in this single syllable omkaraha, stands for what? Vekar I, obtaining in waking state and enjoying two names, Vishwaha and Virat. Prathama Padaha. And similarly, Ukaraha stands for Dvitiya Padaha, the dreamer I, obtaining in dream state, enjoying two names, Taijasaha and Hiranyagarbha. This also Makaraha stands for the eye obtaining in deep sleep state, Prajnaha and Ishwaraha, Antaryam Ishwaraha. Here we say the silence following Makara stands for Turiyaha. Turiya, attributeless consciousness. So Prathama Padaha, one with the attributes. Dvitiya Padaha, one who is endowed with the attributes. Tritiya Padaha, also one who is endowed with dormant, latent attributes. Attributes, Agunaha. And the final one is what? Turiyaha is the pure consciousness, which is of the nature of attributelessness. Now, you have to negate everything, isn't it? So, negation does not mean physically we are not undoing anything. It's purely cognitive resolution. Everything has to happen within your buddhi. Nothing is happening outside. So, no dancing, no, from you always says, no picture, no drawing, you know, people come with all boards and things and pens and papers, nothing is required here. Systematically, you must have heard, yeah, everything has to happen in your own, within your buddhi, cognitive. So, chaturmatra omkaraha, you know, is what now? Equated to what now? Chatushpadatma. Now, what it stands? Now, you can say akaraha can be taken as a name. Name. For Vishwa Virat, Prathma Padaha. Ukaraha can be taken as name for Taijasa Hiranyagarbha. Makara can be taken as a name for Abhidhanam. Abhidhanam means what? Name. Abhidheya means the Nami. Nama Nami. The name and the named. One with the name. So, akara, ukara, makara and amatra, silence, we can see all three sounds are now three names of the three padas of the Atma. Three padas of the Atma means what? The waker eye, the dreamer eye, the sleeper eye, endowed with attributes, associated with, identified with the gross, subtle, unmanifest universes. Now, how to resolve akara in ukara? How to resolve ukara in makara? And makara finally in silence, cognitively. It's like, now we have to take here also, simple example, we can take four different things. Table, door, window, cup, and then wood. I'm using four words. Table, door, window, wood. There are four here. And you first, so table, you take the table first. And inquire, see, look for the, and ask this question, is there an object called table? Is there a substance called table? If you look for the table, what is there? Wood. Table is wood. And table has four legs, there's one flat board. Everything is wood here. Table is wood. The table is wood means, where is the table then? There's only wood. What is this table? Table is wood. Table is wood means there is only wood. Then you search for the substance called table. My God. All the time I use this nama. Abhidhanam table. Isn't it? And Abhidheyam is what? Abhidhanam, Abhidheyam. Abhidheyam is table. Isn't it? What the name, that which is the one with the name. And you search for the pada artha. Abhidhanam means a word. Abhidheyam means what? Meaning of the word. You search for, is there a substance called table? The table is resolved in wood, and if there is no substance called table, padartha is negated. The meaning of the word table is negated, resolved. When you don't find a substance for the word table, and what does the word table, why should the word table be there? Resolve the padartha, then resolve the padam also. Negate the meaning of the word, because there is no padartha, there is other than wood, there is no substance called table. There is only wood. Wood is a substance. There is no substance called table. Therefore, if it's a substance, there's no word, meaning of the word, then the word table also is what? Meaningless. Understand? First Padartha negation, then Pada negation. First Abhideya negation, then Abhidana negation. Is it clear now? There's only wood. Similarly, you negate what? Take the Akara. Akara stands for what? Baker. Vishwa Virat. Inquire into who this Baker is. No? You dissolve what? The Baker. There is no Vishwa, there is no Virat. Then what is there then? Vishwa and Virat negate. Similarly, then take this. Next. What is there? Next is what I said. After the table, we go to the door. Again, what is door? Ask this question. What is door? Door is wood. The door is wood. So, there is only wood. Is there a substance called door? Search for it. There is no object called door. There is no substance called door. There is only wood. So, the form is negated. Isn't it? The name, the word, meaning of the word door is negated as not there. Only wood is there. Then the word door also is negated. There's only wood. The name, the word door and the meaning of the word door, both are resolved and negated in what? The actual substance called wood. Negated. Similarly, the dreamer, also if you analyze, there is no Taijasa, there is no Hiranyagarbha. Understand if you analyze, there are only what? No, Pada and Padartha and Pada. Padartha means what? The meaning of the word and the word. The word and its meaning. You negate it. We'll go to the window. Window also. What is window? Window is wood. There is a substance called window other than wood. Wood is there. Take the wood away. There is a substance called window. No. There's no object called window. The padartha is not there. The meaning of the word window is not there. Therefore, the word window also is meaningless. Negate the meaning of the word, the window in the wood. They negate the word window in the wood. There's only wood. You have negated all the three in wood. You have negated, resolved the meaning of the word table and the word table. You negated the meaning of the word door and the word of door. You negated the meaning of the word window and the word window in only substance called wood. You have not done anything physically here. What have you done? Not done anything. Physically you have not done anything. Understand? Intellectually you have negated the meaning of the word and the word. Just looking into searching for, understand this substance. Is there a substance called other than wood? The only substance is what? Wood, which is the truth of the door, window and the table. In the same way, here, what the Vaker obtain, enjoying two names as Vishwa, Virat, if you inquire into the nature of the Vaker, there is no Vaker, there is no Virat. There is no substance called Vaker. There is no substance called Vaker. There is no substance called Virat. There is no substance called Hiranyagarbha. There is no substance called Ishwaraha. They are all what now? Meanings. Understand? You see that there is no gross universe. Substance called a gross universe. There is no substance called subtle universe. There is no substance called unmanifest universe. Therefore, what now? You negated the meanings of the words. Akara is a word and Virat, the gross manifestation, is the meaning of the word Akara. Subtle manifestation is the meaning Padartha of the Padam word Ukara. Unmanifest universe is the meaning of the Padam word Makara. It is when the Virat, there is no substance called Virat, there is no substance called Hiranyagarbha. If you search for, there is no substance called Ishwara. Ramba dhairyam venum. There is a substance called Ishwara. You're negating what? Ishwara, Ishwaraha, Virat, Hiranyagarbha are all what? Pada Arthas, Namadheyas. What are the Namani? What are the Namadheyam? Abhidanam, Abhideyam. What is the Abhideyam here? There are Abhideyas. They are all the meanings of the words. What are the three Abhidanani? What are the three names here? Akaraha is the word. Virat is the meaning. Ukaraha is the name. Hiranyagarbha is the meaning. Makara is the name, word, and Ishwara is the meaning. Pada and Padartha. You first negate the Padartha. There is no substance called gross manifestation indicated by the word Virat. There is no subtle manifestation by the word Hiranyagarbha. There is an unmanifest universe indicated by the word Ishwara. There is no universe. There is no substance called universe, cosmos. There is no waker, dreamer, or the sleeper. There is no substance. You negate what? You negate the meanings of the words, then the words have no meaning. Why should the words be there? If there is no corresponding meaning of the word is not there, then what should the words be? Why should the words be there? The words also had to be negated. So Shankar Bhagavatpada beautifully says, Abhidhana Abhideya Nishedhena Tad Adhishtana Praptihi. Adhishtana means what? Truth. By negating, Nisheda means by negating cognitively, not physically, by negating the word, meaning of the word, thereby the very word, one has to arrive at the truth of the meaning and the meaning of the word. Understand? So here, you are negating what? So Akara, when you negate the Virat, as there is no substance called Virat, and there is no substance called Vekar, then you negate them, Akara also is negated. Akara is dissolved. Then you negate the then what now? Hiranyagarbha and Taijasa, there is no substance, the Ukara is negated. You negate the dreamer also, the Heeshwara, then Makara is negated. They all negated. Where what is only Satyam here? Turiyam, silence, the consciousness, the pure knowledge, which is of the nature of attributelessness, which is of the nature of silence, which is symbolized by the silence following Amatraha. Makara is what stands for the Turiya Chaitanyam, the attributeless consciousness, Chaturiya Padaha. And the Turiya Atma, the consciousness, is Brahma, which alone is Satyam, the only substance. Understand how many substances are there now? The only substance is consciousness, implied by the word Brahma, which is the Atma. What about all, now we reduce all the forms, all the names, all the forms, and all the forms indicated by all the words. Vishwam. Reduce them all to all the objects experienced in the waking state. Or what? Meanings of the words. And all the words used to indicate the objects obtaining in waking state. They constitute what? The material, gross universe, gross manifestation. This gross manifestation is otherwise called what? Virat. Understand? Look at every object as vividham rajate iti virat. That which alone shines as innumerable countless forms, indicated by innumerable countless names, is called Virat. So it's Ishvara. We say it's the manifestation of the knowledge, it is Ishvirat. So what is the grass man? There is not even one object here. Not in one object. Body is what? No? It's a padartha, meaning of the word. And body isn't a word. The meaning of the word will be negated easily, then the word also will be negated. When the meaning goes, how can there be the word then? The word serves no purpose, isn't it? Therefore, Shankara says, na abhidana abhideya nishedena tad adishtana praptihi. Arrive at the truth of the meaning of the word and the word by negating both. Abhidana abhideya nishedena tad adishtana praptihi. How to arrive at the truth of the word and its meaning by negating the word and its meaning. Arrive at the truth of the pot by negating the name pot and form pot, the clay. So we need not, even though the Upanishad prescribes the Saguna Upasanam, and here we are seeing the Nirguna Upasanam. So we arrive at the truth of this consciousness, then see how this consciousness is the truth of I. There is no Padartha other than consciousness. I is the Padam. What the Padartha of I? Consciousness. Resolve the everything. Everything in this I. I also in consciousness. What is it is of the nature of attributelessness? How it is Sat? How it is Chit? How it is Anandaha? How it is Anantam? How? And okay? Divisionlessness, etc. Then you have to dwell upon it. That is what, as a spiritual seeker, you need to do, which is contemplation, which will result in assimilation of the fact, vision, and which is the Mokshaha. Okay? Have a break.